The following is a podcast of the Office of Compline, sung by the Compline Choir at St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral in Seattle, Washington. Please support this podcast and the ministry of the choir by making a one-time or sustaining contribution. For further information, visit ComplineChoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation.
Tonight's Office of Compline is offered in celebration of the life of Peter Rasmussen Halleck, the founder of this choir, our mentor and our friend, who died on April 27th. Alumni of the choir and colleagues from around the country have come to join us in this celebration, and we thank them for their gracious participation. All the special music sung this evening was composed or arranged for the choir by Peter Halleck.
Bring us, O Lord God, at our last awakening into
as it was in the beginning, is now,
Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Thanks be to God.
My days of grace. Let us praise him and magnify him forever.
confess.
To God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, through our own grievous fault. Wherefore we pray God to have mercy upon us. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us all our sins, and deliver us from all evil. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and bring us to life everlasting. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
May the Almighty and merciful Lord grant unto you pardon and remission of all your sins, time for amendment of life, and the grace and comfort of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Wilt thou not turn again and quicken us,
that thy people may rejoice in thee?
O Lord, show thy mercy upon us,
and grant us thy salvation. O Lord, have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us.
O Lord, hear our prayer,
and let our cry come unto thee.
Let us pray. O Almighty God, whom truly to know is everlasting life, grant us so perfectly to know thy Son, Jesus Christ, to be the way, the truth, and the life, that we may steadfastly follow his steps in the way that leadeth to eternal life. Through the same thy Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
O God of grace and glory, we remember before thee this day our brother Peter. We thank thee for giving him to us, his family and friends, to know and to love as a companion on our earthly pilgrimage. In thy boundless compassion, console us, O Lord. Give us faith to see in death the gate of eternal life, so that in quiet confidence we may continue our course on earth until, by thy call, we are reunited with those who have gone before. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O God, whose fatherly care reacheth to the uttermost parts of the earth, we humbly beseech thee graciously to behold and bless those whom we love, now absent from us. Defend them from all dangers of soul and body, and grant that both they and we, drawing nearer to thee, may be bound together by thy love in the communion of thy Holy Spirit and in the fellowship of thy saints. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Finally, by thy mercy, obtain the changes and chances of this fleeting world may repose upon thy eternal changelessness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The anthem this evening is Christus est Stella by Peter Halleck, with text by the Venerable Bede. Christ is the morning star, who, when the night of this world is past, brings to his saints the promise of everlasting life and opens everlasting day.
Thank you.
merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, bless and preserve us.
Amen.
This has been a podcast of the Office of Compline, sung by the Compline Choir at St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral in Seattle, Washington. For further information, visit complinechoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation.